What's going on, everybody? It's Shannon Harris, head brewer and owner of Urban Jungle Brewery. You can also follow us on Instagram at Urban Jungle Brew. You're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
It's your boy 420D hanging out.
Straight out the pouch, playing straight out the dragon's mouth. We the truth, fuck what you bout. Key IPAs down to the stouts. I see you do it for the clout. We posted watching like an owl. You some prey, we on the prowl. We some wolves, you hear the howl.
Keep it real,
keep it true.
Fuck with us,
we fuck with you.
That's the law.
With crooked tooth on J-O-E, now who are you?
Say you rap.
Well, that's cool.
Just make sure bring the bag through. Make sure that it's cash too. We crushing beats like cashews.
Keep it real, keep it true. Fuck with us, we fuck with you. That's the law at Crooked Tooth on J-O-E. Now who are you? Say you rap. Well, that's cool. Just make sure bring the bag through. Make sure that it's cash too. We crushing beats like cashews.
Now, episode 51. Is when J.O.E. was on with us. And I was trying to see, like, did we come back at the half point again? But no, we totally over.
Pretty close.
So, yeah, we're close, but I mean, we, you know, but episode 105, we had
It was time to check back in with you, man. It was time.
It was time, totally. And you've released a couple of projects even since we last talked. So we're going to get into those projects as well and some of the different things, performances that you've been doing around town. Definitely you can follow Brewed Up Joe on all the platforms, Instagrams, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, Brewed Up Joe. Definitely give him a follow. So first off, you know what we do? We start off with the brews of the week. So Joe, if you want to let us know what beers have been like a standout brew for you this week. What
are
you drinking right now?
I was about to crack it open.
Do it. Had
to, put the cookie down. From Martin House.
Oh, nice. Is this the cookie? There's a Christmas cookie beer?
Yeah, Imperial Sugar Cookie Ale with lactose and vanilla.
Mm. Cool. What's the ABV on that one?
It is 10%.
All right. See, that's what's up. Wait, now are you finna sip on it or are you finna shotgun it?
No, I'm gonna sip on it.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, I saw your thing. I was like, oh, okay, wait a minute. He's
gonna talk about
that way. Hold on now.
If it was a 12 ounce, maybe I should get it.
Yeah. The one thing about Martin House, I listened to him on the podcast with John Hall, Drink Beer, Think Beer, is I'm excited the fact that a lot of people are finding out about them outside of Texas. Right. Because the people outside of Texas mainly knew Jester King and, you know, of course, may have known Shiner and some different things like that. But really some of the craft spots they didn't know as well. And of course, it was the pickle beer that blew them up. But once they get over there, they find out, OK, they make a variety of beers. Now, sometimes they do stuff, you know, I know, like, what was the Elf beer they released last week with the spaghetti and the candy pieces and stuff like that. Now, I know some people were kind of like, oh.
That wasn't that bad either.
Someone told me it's just maple syrup is what it tasted like. So.
Exactly. I was like, pass me some waffles.
Right.
I was like.
So that's too funny. It's funny. Well, Tony, what you've been drinking or what is the brew? So it might be a beer. It might be a coffee. What's up?
Yeah, haven't really. I'm still on my holiday coffees right now, just in the mood because up here, you get more. And I've heard it's been pretty cold and cool down there in DFW lately.
You know how Texas goes.
I know, yeah. And it's 80, it was probably 80 down there today. Who knows?
It'll probably be 90 tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so up here on the outskirts of town, you get more of that. Good weather makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. So I have been tearing up those holiday coffees. Not too much. I still like to go back just to my regular Folgers or something to wake my ass up in the morning. But that's all with the coffee. Lately, man, I finally was able to jump into what is it, the pumpkin spice beer from Odd Muse. I had it in my refrigerator. Is it Gory Spice or something like that? I probably missed the name of it. Forgive me, Bobby. I probably missed the name of it if he's listening. But yeah, I had it in my fridge. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I had it in my refrigerator forever. Finally cracked it open. Really good. I think really what it was during that time period, I drank so much of those pumpkin, like those spice beers, I just kind of left it there because I got burnt out on it. So it was time. It was time to crack it open. Last time I saw you, Jerry, you hooked me up with some Athletic Brewing. So I got to try the pilot program for their Northern Athletic Northern. It's alt beer or something?
It's alt beer. Yeah.
Alt, mm-hmm. Yeah. Really good. Really good. But lately, man, and Joe, please don't make fun of me, man. But man, I'm up here in the country, bro. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm hanging out with, you know, my wife's mm-hmm. family and stuff, man. And bro, I just wanted a regular beer, man. And they got me drinking Busch Light, bro.
Busch bro. Light. Oh, man. Yeah, no Blue Ribbon, no nothing.
Man, I wanted something I think I was just kind of tired of the craft beer for a second. I just need a regular.
No Coors Original.
I should have went there, man. But this, a 12-pack was $9.99. So I said, well, shit, let me just slide that in my arm real fast. A little $10 for a 12-pack. I was like, let me just get it and go.
I've been there.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing. That's all I got to say. It's not no taste, no nothing. It's just refreshing. And I think that's what I was looking for. I just wanted something simple.
Sure.
Nothing. Don't expect nothing over the top. And it is what it is. So those are my brews for the week. What about you, Jerry?
I cracked this open. Well, go ahead, man. I think one of the things that's going to happen, there are a lot of brewers that are going to do more craft light beers because that trend is kind of going. I mean, you mentioned the Athletic, and I've been tasting some of the non-alcoholic beers, and I honestly think a way to combat that for craft beer would actually be for them to get back to making beers that are a lower ABV, and then that way people can enjoy 2, 3, 4 of them if you're going to consume that much and still like be walking out of there instead of like a heavy beer. But I also can appreciate places like Martin House and places like Petacolis. Petacolis specifically is like put his foot in the sand and said, we are the home of, you know, larger ABV beers, you know, and I can respect that. And okay, well, cool. This is it. And people are wanting different beverages. So mm-hmm. it's funny, but yeah, you just do a regular Busch next time. Just do like,
I can't do it, man. Those regular Bushes hurt, bro. It's like burning my throat. I don't know what's in it, man. It's crazy to say. So I said, you know, Busch Light, it goes down smooth. It don't come up raw or nothing, dude. So it's just,
come up raw.
It's just, yeah, man. So I should have went with the Coors Original, though. It's been a long time since I had a Coors Original. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of a Lone Star myself. But this week, I think the beer that stood out the most was actually one that you don't usually associate with this particular brewery. And it's actually called Ghost Cannon by Jester King. So it was a double dry hopped IPA that they released with Phantasm and El Dorado hop hash. And it was very nice. So yeah, Ghost Cannon by Jester King. That definitely will take my beer of the week. Although I just cracked my last can, speaking about Muse. And you know, when this show goes out, they will be celebrating their 2-year anniversary. So Bobby, you know, again, congrats to 2 years.
Cheers to them.
Yeah, cheers to them. I just had my last Cambrio, which was the collab that Simitix did with Odd Muse.
Sweet.
Okay. It was so good when I first had it. It was still so good now. It was just fudgy chocolate with that heat from the chipotle pepper.
Man. On point. God damn.
It was my last can too.
Oh like, man. Now, mm-hmm. Brother looks depressed over there, man.
It's my last can.
Oh man. Don't you hate that? You get to that last can and you're like,
damn. You gotta drink it slow. You gotta crack that and just Boy, definitely just sip this, you know.
it really hurts whenever you sip it and you're like, damn, I kind of regret drinking it tonight. I should have saved it for tomorrow night or the next night. Oh, man, it's gone. It's open now. Drink it.
Right.
Damn. That's great, man.
Shout out to Smitty, man.
Absolutely.
While we're on the beer discussion, Joe, you've been performing around and trying some of the new breweries in town, what breweries have like really kind of caught your taste buds? Like, okay, you really like what they're doing and what they're serving up and some different things like that.
Just with that last time I saw you at Cowtown, I was like, I haven't been in Cowtown like almost 2 years. And like, it's like 15 minutes away.
Like, yeah.
Be like that sometimes, man.
It's true. And they're expanding. So mm-hmm. They're trying to do something up in Southlake too. So that's cool.
But one that surprised me was Bankhead Brewing, because like all they on their Instagram, all they do is like advertise their food,
right?
So you don't, and the food is fire. Mm-hmm. And you get there and you like, I was like, all right, well, I gotta try the beer too, you know. And I had like three different IPAs, and all those were good. Like, wow. I was like, okay, the beer, you know, the beer doesn't really fall short.
This is their new fourth word spot. Cause I've been to the one in Rowlett, the original one. And I do like their beer, and I've had their food too. And it was just also good, but just like we were talking about Cowtown, I hadn't been to Bankhead in a good minute. So I need to try the Fort Worth one just cause I hadn't been to that new one.
Very cool. I need to get out there to Funky Town, man. I'm missing out on something over there, man. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Man, Funky Town, let me tell you something. I know that RAR and Hop Fusion, and you were just performing at the Hop Fusion anniversary party. So I know that they have been in that spot for a while. But the fact that you've got Bearded Lady over there now and mm-hmm. and Funky Picnic and mm-hmm. you know, all these other things, I mean, it's just become a nice little hot spot.
All in walking distance.
Yep. That's it.
Park the car and walk. Yep, absolutely.
That's it. And I was just talking to somebody about how we don't really have anything like that in Dallas except for Deep Ellum. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. now with the loss of Braindead, it's kind of, you know, I'm just curious what's going to be in its place. You know, we've got Westlake still, and of course you have Deep Ellum Brewing and a distillery. And of course mm-hmm. you got a lot of places where we can get cocktails. But
ain't Pegasus City over there pretty close?
It's fairly close. I mean, it's more in downtown as opposed to like Deep Ellum. So it's not walkable, you know, and that's the thing. Whereas like over in the west side, you can walk from Funky Picnic down to Hop Fusion, down to all these places and be all in this area and get your drink on and get a little exercise too. Like get up and walk around. I was just curious about that because I love that walkable space there in Fort Worth. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like, you know, the Martin House is really not that far from Cowtown. A little drive, but it's not, you know, super duper far. Whereas, you know, in Dallas, it's all sprawl. You know, you really are going to be like driving. Even in the design district, you've got Texas Ale Project and then Petacolis and then Pegasus, the original Pegasus City there on, I'm forgetting the street name. And then right down the street, you got Bishop Cider. And like a little further down the street, you've got Outfit. But again, that's not going to be walkable. That's going to be, I got to get in my car.
Right.
From the beer side, let's get into the beats. So once again, Joe, what have you been listening to lately? What's been in your ears? What music has been fire for you?
Man, I've just been keeping it just strictly underground, man. Lately, one of my new, I've been listening for a few years, but like, one dude I've been listening to a lot is Mark Hami. I don't know if you heard of him. He's like another max rapper, so he always wears a cloth or a bandana around his mouth. And but he's a Haitian guy, and like he brings kind of like that MF Doom vibe to the extra mysterious, like. The beats is crazy. And then of course, you know, he's, you know, speaking Creole, speaking Haitian and all that stuff on the tracks. Like, it's dope, man. It's like a nice getaway from like anything you're used to hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it like, is it going English? Is it kind of going back and forth or all in?
I mean, it's mainly English for the most part, but like, you gotcha. Know, he'll throw those little Haitian gems in there.
Okay. What's his name again?
Makami.
Makami. All right.
Makami.
Yeah, you check that out. I always look. You said the MF Doom vibe. I'm like, oh hell yeah! I definitely gotta check that out then.
I say start with one of his new albums. Just came out. It's called Pray for Haiti.
Right on.
Yeah, Pray for Haiti. Right on. I believe he's like one of the first artists to like every song in his catalog, like 20% of it goes to fund. You know, Haiti.
That's great.
Nice. So, like, you know, goes back to his country.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll check that out this evening.
Yeah.
Is he on Bandcamp?
I wouldn't doubt it, but like, man, for the most part, he's on every platform.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Sweet.
Very mysterious dude. Like,
those are the best ones, man.
Yeah,
those are the best ones. Keep you guessing.
Sure.
What about yourself, Tony?
Oh man, so and I, you know, I'm always into the digital crate, just digging around. I like to be caught off guard. When I hear something, it catches me off guard. I'm like, damn, I got to go back and play that again. We talked about that on past episodes, Jerry.
Right.
There's an artist that I recently discovered, and I've never heard of him. His name is Ivan Avenue, I-V-A-N-A-V-O. So you heard of him, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, so I have.
I'm late to the party. this guy, he's from Norway. Uh-huh. Oh, man, his such smooth vibes. Joe, you got to check him out, man. It's so laid back, real chill. I want to say he reminds me of Tom Minch in a way. But a hip hop for more hip hop ish. I had the opportunity to listen to his 2017 album called Every Eye, and listen to it from start to finish. That's the best way to listen to an album from start to finish.
Yeah.
The one song that stood out to me was a song called Number 10, George Duke. Such a beautiful badass song here. Whenever you guys get a chance out there, check out George Duke. By Ivan Avenue. You will not be disappointed. I like it. Jerry, you know, it has that little, I can't even explain. I'm just, I listened to it about a million times yesterday because it literally caught me off guard and I had to go back. So that's when you know that's a badass tune. So check him out whenever you get a chance. That's what's been in my ears. I've also checked out an artist and I'm really going to mess up this name. Munechild, Munechild, Munechild. I don't even know where this guy's from, but I was able to check out his stuff a couple of days ago, and there's a song that he has called Someday. Very unique. It almost gives those mysterious vibes, although he's not a mysterious character, I don't think. But when you look at him, a totally different sound comes out of him. And he sings. He's not a rapper. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very chill, man. And I really enjoyed the album is called Don't Worry. It came out in 2018. Whenever you guys get a chance, check out that album. I didn't get a chance to listen to his 2019 album. But that 2018 album isn't bad. It isn't bad.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Moonchild.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moonchild.
So
yeah, I figured he was just trying to spell it in a certain way, the M-U-N-E.
Yeah, man, they be tricking the hell out of me when they do that, man. Just put it out there, man.
You gotta stand out, man.
I guess so. But yeah, just those two have been in my ears lately. So that's what I've been jamming on. What about you, Jerry?
On the Ivan Avenue front, check out his 2020 album called Double Goodbyes.
Okay.
It's a good one. I think my favorite cut on there, guest list, was guest list etiquette. What's been in my ears? You know what? What's been in my ears just lately, and we're actually going to riff as we get into talking with you, Joe, is as I was listening to the Flight EP, the song that kind of stuck out to me was, you know, what was that? What is that track? It's the last one on there, just because there's some.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Yeah, like that. I was like going, okay, there's some. He was definitely talking to folks in that. It was okay, well, you know, so you say you support me, but you're not at the show. I'm like going, oh, okay. Right. Joe decided, okay, look, it's time to go and talk about it, put it on the record. So I was listening to that several times today, and I know I saw your video for Cashews, the live video, and that's from the 4-pack EP that came out October last year. So along with that, there's been a few people who, I got my greatest hits thing from YouTube Music, like everybody's Spotify Wrapped with my deal, and I saw that I was listening to a lot of Earth, Wind & Fire this year, and I was doing that because I read that book from Maurice White. Maurice White, before he passed in 2016, did My Life with Earth, Wind & Fire, and there were so many great backstories to the group. I said, I need to get into some of these older albums that I don't hear as much, and also the ones that I haven't heard in a very long time. I found new favorites, and I obviously was in a very big Earth, Wind & Fire kick for the year. So
yeah, you can't go wrong with them.
Yeah, you can't go wrong, man.
Yo, I do this, lead beats a few bruises, microphone abusing, sip the beer, slow cruising, girls choosing, haters losing, everybody wanna rap but don't know what they doing, I order flights while I'm shooting dice, I'm that nice, the Lord made me wear just the right amount of spice, cans colder than ice, back then it was Everclear and Sprite, and I never think twice, I was playing with life, now I'm getting right, steps after dark with a mic.
Yeah, we talked on episode 51, you had just released Homebrew. And now,
fantastic album, brother.
Appreciate it.
So shortly after that, you did the four pack. And with Four Step Co, tell us a little bit more about them.
Basically, my homie, his name is Luis, but like I call him Fo, because his whole thing is like 444.
Right.
Yeah. 4-4. So I just call him Fo. He's got his own. It's like I'm from the south side. He's on the north side of Fort Worth, and it's like it's pretty much like, for the most part, it's always been like a barrier sometimes between the north and the south. But like I just felt like, and then he was cool with a bunch of people I know, and you know I'm cool with you know some people he knows. So I was just like, you know what, I just gotta make this happen, because I've heard the beats and stuff, and it's just like, it's definitely another lane that I felt like I could go down,
yeah,
and put together. So like at first he was kind of iffy about working together, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna show him that, you know, I'm down or whatever. So I just went to his website, and I just bought like over $100 worth of merch, and I was just like, I let him know I'm serious, you know, I rock with what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, he's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing this weekend or whatever? Because he knows who I am. We know who we are. And then like,
yeah, I just hadn't like, worked together before.
Yeah, we just haven't worked together. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, you know, whatever. So we got together. It was like a Friday, and he was putting the gear together for me and stuff. And then he's just like, you know what? Let me play some beats. Da 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 da. And then next thing you know, we made that whole EP in a week, in that weekend, and then we became like pretty good friends.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw it. It's funny because when I saw the EP, one, I loved the images of the cans, the whole format.
Yeah, that was crazy. I never expected the cover to be like that. That was crazy.
It was dope, man.
Yeah.
Like people were really hitting me up, thinking like, "Yo, where could we get this beer?"
No, seriously. I saw it. I was like, "What did Joe do a collab with somebody?" Okay, I knew. In fact, we talked about that on the last episode about the potential of a collab, which I would love to see happen. Absolutely. I would love to see that.
Yo, I'm all for it.
I'd love to see that, you know, and that way, just another way to get you know, your name out there. And then you came out with the Flight EP in June of this year. So, you know, between that time of the EPs and, you know, performing, you know, what's been happening? How are things progressing here in the Fort Worth scene? And as you've been coming to Dallas, as you've been performing in UBLM and stuff like that, what's been going on?
Man, just making a whole lot more connections, man. Just like, now I'm just like, I'm just getting the urge to get out more and just talk more to people and meet people and stuff. So that's pretty much what's bringing all these opportunities for me. It's just like putting myself out there. It's like, because a lot of times I work like sunrise shift. So I was just like, so I'm like up at 5 a.m. during the week. And then, so it's like a lot of times when I get off work, I don't want to do nothing. But somehow it's like, yo, I just gotta get up, go to this art gallery, go meet some people, or go to this weird, you know, these music mixers, or, you know, or go to the brewery and stuff like that, and just, you know, put myself out there. And then, you know, because people know I rap, they're just like, it's just different. It's just like when they just see me out in person and, you know, talking to everybody and stuff, and then it's like, yo, who is this guy? Who's like, I guess I give out some kind of vibe. They're like, a lot of people who don't know who I am, they look at me and be like, who is this guy? And like,
yeah,
a lot of times people just gravitate to me, and it just goes from there.
As you keep talking to different breweries and you're wanting to get some hip hop in there, and I'm not necessarily trying to put any breweries on blast specifically, I'm just curious, you know, if there's been some places that have been giving you a little bit of a hard time when you say you want to come in and bring some hip hop.
I don't know. I really haven't had that yet lately. Cause like a lot of times I just like, to me, I like to build relationships with places. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of times I'll go somewhere like repeatedly and just be like, you know, and get, you know, get comfortable who's there, who works there and stuff like that, you know, cause a lot of times it's not just about always just like performing wherever, you know, like, cause I feel like I'm out of that phase to where like I just jump at every opportunity, try to get every opportunity. And, you know, whether it's, you know, because a lot of times it doesn't work out how the way I want it to work out. Yeah. So lately I just try to play it more organically and just like build relationships with these people. So a lot of places you see me perform at, I have actual relationships with the people and staff there. So I try to keep it that way because it just feels better, and then we both on both ends we know it's for their greater good.
Yeah,
and those relationships go a long way too. It's not I don't want to say it's a game you have to play, but it is. I see my cousin who does it in New York City. He's a jazz musician. We had him on the show, Alex Tremblay. Mm-hmm. It's all about those relationships, man. I remember back early, and again he talked about it on the episode where he would jump at everything he could find as long as he can get his toe in the door, play one song and dip. He was just trying. And that grind, man, it was a couple years, if not longer for him. So I love hearing you say that. It's about building those relationships. I love that, man. I love that.
But now you've been performing around town, you've got enough relationship
with San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, you've got enough. All right. You've got enough relationships to where you can at least say, "Hey, you know, now, you know, we're gonna get to know each other." But if you need verification, you can ask your local brewery owners, friends, you know, taproom managers, what I do, what I bring, the energy I bring. Mm-hmm. So that's what's up.
A lot of times I just gotta look at Instagram. Like the whole resume is right there. It's like,
yeah.
There is, absolutely. Yeah. I remember on episode 100 we had Ben Rogers from the Ben and Skin Show, and a lot of people probably still know he has a rap album that came out 20 years ago. On that episode we did a top was it a top five I did of a local artist or top three local artists? And I had you on the list, Joe. So hopefully, hopefully he gets you up, man. And check out his album. It's old. It's about 2006. Yeah, the Coffee Nods, man. And I gave him. I said, hey, you got to hit him up, Ben. This he goes hard, man. So hopefully, I would love to see that come together one day. That'd be fantastic. Just give me an executive producer credit, and that's all we call it even, man.
If you ever get a chance, shoot me like a link or something. I'll check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll do it tonight, for sure.
Well, speaking of relationships, I think the thing that could open the door with that is you getting up to Roller Town. If you get a chance to get up in Roller Town and perform up there, I think that will open that door because they're always there. They're always doing shows and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that could happen. What I would love to see you doing is being on this festival circuit. I mean, especially with like Barrel and Flow. And Barrel and Flow, I know, is they get scholarships. And especially looking at last year, they actually were paying musicians money, you know, which is a thing. I mean, that's the thing for any musician. You want to get your stuff out there. You want to grind. But at the same time, you know, you got bills to pay. And stuff, you know, bringing equipment out, even if it's just microphones and you know, sound machines, that it has a wear and tear. So you got to, like, take care of that, gas to get everywhere. So when people are paying money, that's nice. And would love to see you, like, at Barrel and Flow, Blacktoberfest, some of these other festivals that are going around here in 2022. You know, you got any particular plans, any things that, even the Texas Craft Brewers Festival, they have artists that play there.
Yeah.
And would love to see you in that mix.
Yeah, JBF is definitely on my bucket list for sure. Other than that, like, yeah, especially all these black beer fests they've been throwing. Like, yo, that's where I need to be for sure.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show and you haven't heard JOE, you definitely need to take a listen to the projects. Again, they're on all channels, Spotify, YouTube Music. He's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook. I'm on Bandcamp. So I purchased the albums on Bandcamp because I like to support the artists. I know streaming is good and streaming is nice for the things, but I'd rather just go ahead and put the money down for the record and just say, hey, here's the $5 instead of here's a penny.
Yeah, so. Fuck streaming.
and people, you will not be disappointed. And I'm not just saying that because he's been on our show a couple times. Solid. Sometimes I wish I was a rapper, but I'm not good like you, man. I can't do it, bro. No, man, seriously. I'm just blessed to just to talk to you from time to time, and dude, just keep it going, bro. I'm a fan. I'm just a fan, bro. So
you can holler whenever, man.
I tell you, I come to town. I sneak into Dallas from time to time, man. It's gonna be a time. I'll be like, Jerry, I'm gonna just go post up at Martin House. I'm gonna hit Joe up, see if you can swing through, and we'll make it happen, man. We'll make it happen. Man,
we'll make it happen, even if it's just a matter of having a beer. You know, like I said, the time we met up at Cowtown was great, and just love just kicking it, just kind of just chilling out and doing some stuff. And yeah, we'll make it happen for sure. So, Tony, where can people find you on social media, man?
Yeah, please follow me at Koo Tony D. That's KOOTONYD on IG. Twitter, Talking Sports, unfortunately. It is what it is. It's a long football season, Jerry. It's a long football season.
It does feel like it is pretty long. I mean, I was kind of hoping, I was kind of surprised. I was not totally surprised that Pittsburgh won, but there was a part of me that was like,
what? Yeah, I was surprised. Shit. Messed up my fantasy football, man. I was surprised. But anyway, so yeah, follow me there. Also, I'm on Spotify, SoundCloud, at Koo Tony D, just jamming out as much music as possible. And I am on Bandcamp, stalking Jerry, seeing what he's buying all the time. And adding different things to my wish list on there. Got away from payday a lot of the time, but it is what it is. So, but Jerry, where can they find you?
NTX_beer. So it's NTX_beer on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you are following on Bandcamp, you know, I'll have to put that in the show notes, because once I spell it, I'll be Mandrake and like, when, well, I can't say that. Never mind. I'll just put it in the show notes. That way it's easier to find. But again, and if you do on Bandcamp, just go ahead and put a little word out there. Every first Friday, I think it's like every first Friday of the month, they do what's called Bandcamp Friday. And Bandcamp Friday, that platform waives their share of, you know, the record. Because, you know, of course, to run a site like that, they have to kind of take a little bit off the artist. But they waive their share on
Bandcamp Friday. Shave a little off the top.
Yeah, shave a little, you know. And if you, especially if you're going to save some money and you want to buy some stuff and support an artist, you might want to keep that in mind, because that way the artist gets even more for their stuff. And I guess for me, that's the biggest thing as far as like with even talking with you, Joe, just because I understand what it is to kind of get out, talk to people, go to these mixers when you don't feel like going, sending stuff out, keeping your presence on the internet when you really don't feel like doing that stuff. And then at the end of the day, going to a place, you know, you're going to perform your heart out and you hope these people are fair with you to give you some money when you're done. So it's kind of personal. It's kind of like,
oh yeah. For sure. Know.
But so you have been listening to Modern Brews and Beats 105. And we, as we say every week, please enjoy your brews, enjoy your beats, but please do not drive drunk. So call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats. Cheers.